الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها إن الله كان على كل شيء رقيبا. وقال تعالى: فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this ayat, the great shi'ar, signpost of Islam, is referred to, and that is our greeting, and that is of salam. It is mentioned that before Islam, the greeting, which is a greeting, is called tahiyya, a greeting. And the greeting before Islam in the days of ignorance was hayyakallah, may Allah give you a long life. And very, very sad it is, that is a greeting of a pagan greeting, a greeting of the idolaters, the greeting of before Islam, and it is a greeting of the kuffar, people of dunya, but it's still 100% alive in us. In fact, unfortunately, there are even learned people who use still the same words also, and when they will give du'as, they will say hayyakallah, may Allah give you a long life. Otherwise, all of us also, we give one, may Allah give you a long life. Allah lambi umar diye. Allah apko lambi zindagi de. That is a common dua. And that is of the kuffar dua. Allah Ta'ala changed it for us, that when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah informed him in Jannat, there were a group of malaika sitting, and told him, go there and make salam to them. And the reply they give to you, that is your salam, and the salam of your ummah, your tahiyya, your greeting will be that which the malaika. From here we see that our greeting of assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, this is imported from Jannat. It is not year of dunya. It is an important greet. But if we just consider today, we all lived amongst Muslims, our families, in our Muslim neighborhoods. How much did we hear salam? We came to the masjid, yes, all dini environment, but how much did we hear salam? In the Hadith Sharif it comes, that afshaw salam bainakum, that spread the salam between you. And what is it to spread the salam? Is to spread peace. Today everyone has got so many material things, but peace we haven't got. And peace will come when we will give the dua of peace to one another. We just don't seem to want to give peace, the dua of peace to one another. How many people are in depression, anxiety, illnesses, money problems, arguments, fights in the families, etc. The solution to all that is peace from Allah Ta'ala. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made Mi'raj and he met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannat, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also conveyed his salams to the ummah. So we, when the ulama say, when we hear this hadith, we should also say alayhi wa alaykum as-salam. We should reply to that. At the same time, we should also realize, though we are nothing, but what a great honor for this ummah, that a great, great Nabi like Ibrahim alayhi salam has sent salams for us. And what is the salam? Peace be upon you. A dua of peace from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And rahmat wa rahmatullah, Allah's rahmat. And wa barakatuhu, and barakat from Allah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that Allah gave us our deen according to our temperament. That we see here in this dua also, that assalamu alaikum, assalam, according to Arabic grammar, is singular. Wa rahmatullah is also singular. But barakatuhu is the plural. that we all like barakat, barakat in life, barakat in money, barakat in time, in everything we want barakat. So Allah put it in the plural for us. How not shouldn't we be appreciative of it? But unfortunately Allah's ni'mat are pouring down upon us, and from our side not one shukr for even one ni'mat. While passing there, it comes in the hadith that a person should read once in the morning at least and once at least at night, Allahumma ma asbaha in the morning, ma amsa at night, bi min ni'matin, O bi ahadim min khalqik, fa minka wahda, la sharika lak, falak alhamdu, walak ash-shukr. A person who reads that, he has made shukr to every ni'mat of Allah. And that is also the kindness of Allah that He taught us that. Otherwise, we should really be engrossed. We know ourselves. For example, we try to do things for our family, wherever we are, with our friends. And if somebody doesn't appreciate, he doesn't say Jazakallah, doesn't say thank you, we take offense to that. We say we know I'm doing it for Allah, but at least he should express his appreciation. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. A person who is not thankful to people will never be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. So we should be very, very thankful for the great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Once an alim from Bangladesh visited us here, and sitting here in the same place on this minbar, he explained three very beautiful meanings of salam. The first is the common meaning which we all know, peace be upon you, which is no small thing, a very great thing, to have peace. How much we will make salam when we enter our homes, leave our homes, meet our friends, so much there will be peace. In other words, how much we want peace, it will be in making salam if we have got any sense in us. Because it's from nowhere else, it is in the salam. And we are rewarded for it. You make salam, 10 sawabs you get. If you reply, wa rahmatullah 20, wa barakatuhu 30, rewards also are there. But still it's not at all common. Salam should be made common. So that is the first meaning of salam, peace. The second, he said, it's the name of Allah Ta'ala. As-salamu al-mu'minu al-muhaiminu al-azizu al-jabbar. So may Allah be with you. What a great thing that Allah be with you. And like for example, the head of the family, the father, he was at night with his family at home. But in the morning he's going to go and work, now he's going to leave home. So if he's making salam, what he's saying is that I was here outwardly as a means to protect you, to look, I was here with you, you had itminan, you were satisfied that the father is here, head of the family is here. But I'm going now, but I'm leaving Allah with you. How much of solace for them. And they also reply that you were at home the whole night, where you were safe behind locked doors and no accidents, nothing. You were safe at home. Now you're going on the road. Accidents can take place. Hijackings can take place. So may Allah be with you also. What a beautiful, complete, comprehensive policy Allah has given us. But we don't opt for it. And on top of all that, وَبَرَكَاتُهُ, and the barakat, Allah's barakat in the plural, Allah's barakat also. So and the peace from Allah Ta'ala, the ma'iyat, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, and also it is that every person when he's making salam to the next person, and just like that in namaz also, when we make salam at the end, especially when we're making wat jama'at, then it is for the whole congregation. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. We are giving a guarantee that I won't interfere with anything of yours. Not your money, not your wife, not your daughter, not your sister, nothing of yours, not your honor. I won't backbite about you, I won't gossip about you. So what a wonderful Islamic society there will be if we all just make effort to bring salam alive. But in most cases, these bayans are also just for the sake of a bayan. It isn't really to practice upon. Because the minute we get up, everything is just left behind. We don't think that we have to practice on it, and these talks have been given so that we all can try and make amal upon it. But we just feel, just for sawab we come, and we just say for our isra. But what is our isra? To make the amal. But that we don't do. We just hear, and we don't even think about the talk again once we get up from here. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So it's a very great. In this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah says, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ when you are greeted, فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنِ مِنَا reply the greet even more better. If somebody just makes Assalamu alaikum, at least so much you should reply, or وَرَحْمَتُ اللَّهِ. And if somebody makes salam, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah, then add وَبَرَكَاتُهُ also. وَأَحْسَنِ مِنْهَا أَوْرُدُّهَا. And Allah is watching everything. And Allah becomes extremely happy when the deen and the system, the way of life He has promulgated, He has sent for us, we practice on that, Allah becomes very, very happy. And in the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا when you enter homes, بُيُوتًا yeah, is common, whether it's your own home, anyone else's home also. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ then greet and send salams on yourselves. That means on one another. You send for the house people, they send for you, all sending salams on one another. So for everyone, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ the greeting which is from Allah. Make the greeting of salam. We just think for ourselves. When we leave home, when visitors come, do we hear salams being said commonly? Otherwise it is kemcho, aujo, pacha aujo. Those are common things. And like even Pakistan International Airlines, when the air hostess, air host, when you are leaving the plane, also know, Khuda Hafiz. We have changed it everywhere. We haven't kept the Islamic system almost anywhere. Whereas that was what we should be living for, to establish Islam and deen. And the very basic core thing of deen, the greed of the of deen of ours, that also we have not maintained the Islamic one. We should have, that should be very, very common. And in fact, if somebody makes salam, people they look up again that what happened. If somebody is making salam, is something right or is something amiss? How come somebody is making salam? And usually we find that really it's only two places where people make salam. One is in Makkah and Medina, where all are Muslims, but you won't hear salam. The only time you will hear, and if you reply to that salam, the next is, I lost my passport, I got robbed, my money got stolen. So salam is left for begging, unfortunately. Otherwise, even in Makkah and Medina, we are walking with people, we are crossing people. They are, mashallah, those people who are keen. And they go there to make salam. And they make salam and they look like the odd one out. A person who doesn't make salam should be the odd one out. But the one who makes salam is the odd one out. Or the other person is like in our shop. When we carrying on and perhaps we are all Muslims. Perhaps our staff are also Muslims. Perhaps we are dealing with Muslim people also, non-Muslims also. But we won't hear salam in the shop also. The only time really we hear is when it is said very in a very special way. Assalamu alaikum. And then when you look up, you know exactly he's a collector. Otherwise, nobody else makes salam. Only those who come for collection, they will make that salam very loud and clear. And the message is clear. That we have come for collection also. But for the greeting of Islam, unfortunately it is not there. And we have replaced it with good morning, good afternoon, good day, happy new year, with all other things we have replaced it. And the worst of all the things that we have replaced it with is hello. And hello is really murakkab. It is the combination of two words, hell, low. That you are giving the person the baddua, the curse, you go to hell. And you go to the lowest place of hell. And that person again repeats it also. And this is even more common on the phone. And especially if there is a bad line you are cutting up, then you shout loudly, hello, hello, hello. And that person also is shouting from that side. Whereas we should be the Islamic greeting. We are getting sawab is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the other forms are the ways of the kuffar, the ways of the enemies of Islam. This is our way. But we who are supposed to be, which Allah says, kuntum khayra ummatin, the best ummat, ta'muruna bil ma'aruf wa tanhauna anil munkar, who command the right, forbid the wrong, we also doing the wrong thing. Yeah, in Bratsk there was Maulana Muhammad Jinnah, Maulana Abbas Ali Jinnah, their father, very old man. In those old days, when made a phone call, then you had to turn the handle on the side. And it rang in the, was it room? Exchange. In the exchange it rang. And usually they was employed an old white man, Afrikaner man, and he should then receive it and you tell him who you want to be connected with in the same town or another town. You give him the number and then he connects you. So he asked Maulana's father one time, he says that when I hear you people, when I connect you, I have to hear to see that you are connected. Then I put the phone down. So I hear that you put the first thing you say is slanum ob di kop. According to his Afrikaans understanding, because we don't make the salam properly, salam alaikum. So he hears it as slanum ob di kop. And the reply comes from the other side, always ma'atum khaslan. We don't say wa alaikum salam, ma'alaikum salam. So he hears ma'atum khaslan. So what is salam and what we have made it of it? And the sad part, we don't even pronounce the salam properly. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, one Sudani man who had come to the Khanqa there, he said that normally you people, we Indian Pakistani people, we say salam alaikum. He said that is not correct. The alif, the hamza at the beginning must be made clear, assalamu alaikum. And a person should say it loudly and clearly, not shyly. Today, if we do make salam, we are shy also. We try and hide it. We should make it a salam properly. And what a big dua, more than all the money in the world, more than all the hospitals, big, big hospitals and their treatment. What salam can give you, no hospital and its treatment can give you. No banks and financial institutions can give you that money what salam can give you. And Allah's rahmat and Allah's barakat also. We are given everything, but unfortunately, we don't opt for our way. If we just come back to our roots, we would say how much of goodness will be in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us that understanding and that tawfiq to bring this deen into our lives. We are told that we should make salam that afshaw salam abaynakum, that make the salam the ifsha. The word ifsha is really used in the Arabic language to spread, and to spread a secret. It's common that if you want a secret to spread amongst people, even in these days of all the social media platforms, just tell somebody, I'm telling you a secret, and don't tell anyone. And it will spread more faster than all the social media platforms also. Like that, we were supposed to spread salam like that. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that if two people are walking, and a tree comes, and they go one this side of the tree and one that side, that when they meet again, they should make salam again. So much of salam we should be making. But today, even our good learned people, if you just make a second, third time salam, if while eating a second, third time you said Bismillah, or you said Alhamdulillah, they feel you are overdoing it. whereas about the weather, we'll keep on talking. And everyone knows what the weather like. It's very hot, it's very cold, very nice weather today. Everyone knows about it. But that will keep on, that nobody has a problem. When eating, you don't need achars at all. And not only one type, but five types of achar. That nobody has got an objection to that. The amount of chutneys, the amount of cold drinks, juices, so many different types that nobody has got. But the minute you just say one more time, Alhamdulillah, now you are overdoing it. You are overwhelming the whole issue with salam or with Alhamdulillah or something. Whereas that you, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it comes, كَانَ يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ أَحْيَانِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to remember Allah Ta'ala on every moment. He should remember Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that people in Jannat also they will have sorrow. And it will just come and it will go. Like for example, if sometimes the thought comes to us at that certain time, maybe 10, 20 years ago, I had that narrow escape on the road or anywhere else, any condition, and you think of it, it just slips, comes and it just passes your mind. Like that it will happen in Jannat also. Those times when we could make the zikr of Allah and we didn't. What great rewards we will be getting for making zikr of Allah all the time. But here we feel we are overdoing it. You mustn't overdo it. There we will realize how short we are. It is mentioned the people in the qabr, they look at us from there and they wonder in surprise that these people have got so much time to make two rakats of namaz, which is 2 minutes for us. And how many 2 minutes of ours are just passing? You can read, for example, so many times while you have got the phone and you are waiting for the reply, they have put you on hold, you can read Surah Fatiha. And so much sawab, you can read Surah Qul Hu Allah. And that everyone knows, you don't have to be a hafiz also. And how much sawab we can get, but all that we don't do. So much we can earn, almost any and all the time. And very fortunate are those people who are ratbul lisan. Their tongues are wet, their tongues are engaged in the zikr of Allah. All the time they're thinking. And that is what is required. And namazes, the five times namazes we are asked to make, is to build our connection. That every namaz, our connection with Allah becomes stronger. And then between that namaz and the next namaz, our connection is there with Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, almost all of us, in namaz, we haven't got connection with Allah. So how are we going to build a connection with Allah outside namaz? When Allah says, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, that perfect your namaz. That is, all the postures, do them correctly. And before even coming for namaz, see that your clothes are park, for example. They are permissible, whether your money is correct or not, or what kind of clothes are you wearing. Now, very, very sadly today, man, woman, wear such terrible clothing when they are making namaz. When we are presenting ourselves in front of Allah, we all accept and we observe protocols of dress wherever we are going. What kind of occasion we are going to, we think of that and we dress according to that. But for namaz, we don't observe that at all. So very, very important that our dressing also be correct. And then it must be permissible also. Our direction of Qibla also. Then our postures of namaz also. When we do that, then automatically a person will have concentration in namaz. It is just like Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said, a person who eats halal food, even if he doesn't want to do good righteous deeds, he will definitely do it. And a person who eats haram food, even if he doesn't want to, he will do haram actions. So just like that, when our postures of namaz will be correct, our concentration will definitely be there. And if our postures are not right, we don't pay attention, just carelessly we make our namaz. We just come and stand haphazardly. We just lift our hand. Some just lift their hand like this. What indication that is, only Allah knows. But good, pious people, learned people, just lift their hands like this and fasten them. And fastened also just haphazardly, not according to the sunnah tariqah. The whole namaz goes like that, the salam goes like that. Everything, such a namaz, you won't have concentration. And then every namaz is either qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum, it brings you closer to Allah, or it distances you further from Allah. We can see, perhaps my last 10 years I'm regular with my namazes. My last 20, 30 years I'm regular with my namazes. Even my qaza namazes I hid, I covered them up also. But still we haven't got the closeness of Allah. And in that, we should be making tawbah. And with regard to tawbah, the signs of a person's tawbah that is accepted. There are five signs ulama have explained by which a person can know whether his tawbah is accepted or not. The first is hatred of guna will come in him. For example, a person was involved in sports, music, intermingling with women freely, intermingling. When you make sincere tawbah, and tawbah means really changing your life, then you'll hate all that. Your past years that you got, you were involved in all these gunas, you will hate all those days. So before you had love for that, now it will be replaced with hatred for that. Then the second thing that will happen, a sign of your tawbah being accepted, is that the first is you will have hatred for the guna. The second is you will have sukoon, itminan in your heart. You will see that before I was always like depression, anxiety, pressure. I was under pressure. Now I'm feeling always nice, at ease. I feel comfortable. I feel in order. And that we can understand, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, if a person is on the wrong road and he comes to know I'm on the wrong road, even if he's speeding, but his worry is more that I'm going in the opposite direction. And he can have gone further, but now he takes a U-turn and he's going on the right road. He's gone further from his destination. But he'll now have it, now I'm getting to my place. I'm getting back to home, wherever, whatever. So when our direction was of guna, of dunya, then that automatically anxiety, depression, worry, all that is in a person. And when you're on your road to Jannah, on your road to Allah, automatically you will find in your heart that sukoon. The third is you'll have barakat in your life. Before that, you are always short of money. Even you had plenty, but you are always afraid and you are not happy. Now, even if you're getting less, but you'll have comfort, you'll have itminan. And the fourth is that you'll get tawfiq of doing more righteous deeds. You'll see that I never had time for tilawat, now I'm getting time for tilawat. I never had time for nafal namaz, now I'm getting time for my nafal namaz. All that will come in your life, or to do righteous and good deeds. And that was the fourth thing. And the fifth thing is that was tawfiq of doing righteous and good deeds. And the fourth is that Allah will give you love and respect amongst people, and especially amongst the pious people. The pious people, automatically, they will have more time for you. People generally, they will have respect for you, they will have love for you, and if you're a sinner, people disregard you. And if they show respect, it's just for some outward reason. But genuine respect they will show you, and especially the pious, the righteous people, they will show you respect also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make the sincere tawbah. Until we don't get these five signs, we should understand my tawbah is still not right. I have to still correct my tawbah. And when a person who makes tawbah, everything on istighfar and tawbah, the Quran has explained everything, every goodness comes to a person who makes tawbah and istighfar. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his time of Khilafat, he had appointed Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the governor of Kufa. And after some time he got complaints about Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas. So he then made an inquiry that what is happening. So the report generally came that you can't get a better person than Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas. What a man, after a great sahabi of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, one person, he said that he has got complaints, and three complaints. One is he doesn't go for jihad. The second is the booty of war, he doesn't distribute it fairly. And there isn't justice in his life. He doesn't make justice between people. The Sa'ad, when he heard it, he made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, if this person is an enemy because of jealousy, because of hatred, or any other outward dunya reason, he's accusing me of these wrongs which are not founded at all. The whole country is happy with everything, and everything is going well. If it is so, then Ya Allah, he may gave him three curses. One is that may Allah give him a long life. Now here also see what we give one another. Actually we are cursing that person. A person with long life, and in old age, all the sicknesses that are with a person. You can't manage it yourself, your close people can't manage it. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, that maut is a great mercy of Allah. Each one of us, we would like that our parents still be living. If my father was still living, perhaps he should be 100 years old now. 110. My mother 100. And the toilet is not, urine is not under control. Stool. They're messing up everywhere. And what would the old people, how should the world carry on? This is Allah's rahmat that he takes people away. And they are also saved. The other people are also saved. So anyway, that was the first baddua, that Allah give him a long life. Second, Allah give him such poverty which never comes to an end. And it was seen that he had a long life, that his eyebrows came over his eyes. He couldn't open his eyes also. And poverty all the time, he was in desperate need. And he just didn't get from anywhere any help for a piece of bread also. And the third, that Allah Ta'ala involves him in some fitna, in some guna. And it was seen that young girls walking on the street, he should go and interfere with them. They should hit him with their shoes and say, oh, you're so old and you still, at this age of yours, you're still interfering with young girls. So on that, ulama say we should be very careful with regard to the righteous and the pious, that we speak out against them, and especially when it is unfounded, and it is just for some worldly reason, very, very dangerous. In the same way, any poor person, and especially our workers, many times things get misplaced, and first thing we do, blame them they stole. The injury we cause to their heart, and especially those who are sincere and honest, and we accuse them of stealing, and afterwards we find it again properly. Maybe our own child put it somewhere else, and there we had accused them. And their baddua that comes out at that time. Similarly, for the way taking the baddua of the wife, bossing her and treating her badly, and if she's a humble soul and she like accepts, and we take advantage of her, it's very, very dangerous for us. And like that, anyone, we must be very careful, especially when we accuse somebody, speak against somebody, we should be very careful and make sure that what we are saying, that they are founded things. If they are not founded, then it is very, very dangerous. And in fact, the righteous and pious people, they are such people, ke unki ulti bhi seedhi hoti hai. Even the mistakes they make, Allah takes them, overlooks and makes them right. They are not taken to task. And we want to take them to task for everything. And so we should be very careful. Anyway, salam is a great, great ni'mat which Allah has given us. And we should try and implement fortunate will be that person who will bring salam in his life. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdihi.